Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 388 for Wednesday, May 11th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $3 to $15 weaker on Wednesday, with the July contract at $517, correcting lower after yesterday's sharp gains. The canola market saw sharp advances on Tuesday, following Chicago Board of Trade's soybeans higher after the United States Department of Agriculture released bullish supply data. On Wednesday, the market declined as Tuesday's advances limited investor activity. A stronger Canadian dollar also pushed prices lower as gains in the loonie make canola less appealing to international buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed while corn and wheat were weaker. Soybeans were 9 cents stronger to 4 cents weaker, with the July contract down 4 at $10.79 per bushel. The market was correcting lower on Wednesday, which caused some losses in front contracts. Higher prices could also convince more producers to seed soybeans this year, which further pressured prices. However, steady fund buying and the expectation for lower supplies provided underlying support to the market and limited losses. Advances in crude oil also put a lid on declines as stronger oil prices make processors more likely to blend above mandated amounts of biodiesel. Corn was down 2 to 5 cents, with the July contract down 3 at $3.77 per bushel, as yesterday's USDA data showed the agency's expectation for a record high corn harvest. U.S. farmers are expected to harvest 14.43 billion bushels of corn this year. Favorable growing conditions in the U.S. further pressured prices on Wednesday. The U.S. Farm Belt and Midwest are expected to see cool, dry conditions this week, which will help farmers seed corn. But stronger crude oil prices and data from the USDA pegging ethanol production at a record high limited losses. For wheat, prices were down 2 to 8 cents, with the Chicago July contract down 2 at $4.59 per bushel. The market was pressured by high global and domestic stocks reflected in yesterday's USDA data. The U.S. is importing its largest wheat cargo from the United Kingdom due to cheaper freight and a lower pound, which is bearish. However, the expectation for stronger export business underpinned the market and limited losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 11th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.